Okay, let's begin. Parshas Toldos, Tavshin Pehei, and we get into Yaakov and Esav. As we note each year, Yitzchak flies beneath. As we know, last week we were still with Abraham and finding a wife. He finds a wife for his son. Yitzchak has one parak in this parsha of digging the wells and naming them the same as his father. Yitzchak is the most secretive of the Avos and gets the least press. So we are ready into Yaakov and Esav, but Yitzchak plays a role, obviously, in this parsha in terms of giving the brachas. So hopefully we'll get to that. So the parsha starts off, as we know, with Rivka being pregnant and the pain that she is going through. And therefore she goes, Vayitzrotzu Habanim Bekirba Vatomer Imkin Lama Zeh Anochi. One of the hardest phrases to translate and know what it means. The words are translatable, but what it means, we've discussed in the past. She says, if so, why this I? Right? Lama Zeh Anochi. Rashi, the Targum, many other Mepharshim, but something's bothering her. Vateach Lidrosh is Hashem. She goes to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does she go seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you look at the Unkelis, Vazalas L'misva Ulfan Min Kadam Hashem. She goes to ask Ulfan, is usually like Torah, teaching, Mikadam Hashem. But Rashi, of course, says, Lidrosh Hashem, she goes to Shem Ve'ever. Shem Ve'ever, to know what exactly is, or basically Shem, to know what's going on. V'yomer Hashem Lod, Hashem says to her, through shame. Shnei goyim bevitnech, u'shnei le'umim, mimei ayach yiparedu. There are two nations, ulom elom yematz, and one will go up, and one will go down. And of course, Rashi says, what does it mean by yisrotesu habanim bekirba? Al karchach mikra ze omer darsheni. This tells me, this pasuk says, you have to darshan me. Shasasa mahi ritzitza. What exactly is the conflict that's going on in utero? So says Rashi, Choni Chazal, Kshayso Averas al Pischei Torah Shal Shem Ve'ever, Yaakov Ratz Umafargis Latzes. When she goes past the base medrash, Yaakov wants to get out. Averas al Pischei Averas Elilim, Esa Umafargis Latzes. Esa wants to go out. So that's, as we know. The question that the Lubavitcher Rebbe deals with here in source number one is, he asked it in a certain way, but it's the same question, can be asked in a few ways. How could Yitzchak, our tzaddik, Av, have a son whose very nature, even in the womb, was inclined towards idol worship? Right? One might ask it in a different way. How could he already have a taiva for Avodah Zarah? Right? Where was his... Sounds like he already had a Yetzirah. He was already bent, and he was already leaning towards that type of life. How do we understand Yaakov and Esav? Already you see in utero, they had tendencies. Doesn't that, to ask it in a more extreme way, doesn't that... somehow maybe reflect on a lack of Bechira Chavshis, they're already leaning towards one side. So I mean, we have free choice. We know the Rambam says, Roshus Kaladim Nesuna, right? We have, we're not leaning towards one way in terms of righteousness. Hakobidei Shemayim Chutz Miyara Shemayim. It's all in our ability to choose, right? So what exactly is meant by running to the Beis Avodah Zarah and the Beis HaBedrash in utero? Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, God could either make a person's disposition naturally good or naturally bad. We all have dispositions and we all have leanings and we have things about our personality. And there are things that are challenging for me that are not challenging for you. And vice versa. We all have our challenges. We all have things that pull us. However, even if a person has a natural inclination to evil, that does not mean that he is evil per se, for he is given free choice. Rather, the reason why he was given such an inclination was to rise to the challenge and overcome it. We each have our own tafkidim in life. Some of our tafkidim are, I'm not giving you too many personal challenges, you need to go and accomplish this outside. And another person would be, no, your life is about to get through difficult circumstances. And this person is to get through challenging desires that he has. Whatever it is. But it's not that the Bechira is taken away. It's just that this was his challenge. The Esav was given a natural tendency to evil so that he can excel in the divine service of squashing the evil inclination. That was his avoda. His avoda was to be able to take it. He had this tendency. Yes, he had a tendency towards Avodah Zarah, but that doesn't mean that, you know, he, you know, was going to do that. Yaakov had a tendency towards the Beis Medrash. But we know there are some people out there that might have a tremendous potential to be amazing Talmidei Chachamim, but it doesn't always mean that that's where they're drawn, and that's what they dedicate their life to. Right? So tendencies don't mean, you know, machriach, right? They don't force. And that's how Lubavitcher Rebbe understands the in utero medrash, that yeah, they had tendencies. Yaakov had a tendency, but he capitalized on that tendency. Esav had a tendency, and his tafkid was to overcome that tendency and not. There are those that point in another direction, right? We say here that, oh, Yaakov had the easier job. He didn't have the easier job. First of all, as it said later in the parsha, we know Titit Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov was the most, he was known for Emes. And two of the stories that we know of about Yaakov in the Torah, Shebichsav, is where he couldn't act with Emes. And maybe that with Dafko was his challenge, right? Dealing with Esav in this week's parsha, and dealing with Lavan in next week's parsha, right? He had to, you know, act in a certain way, you know, Anochi Kama Esav Bechorecha. So maybe that was his challenge, right? He had to act in a certain way in order to fulfill Kibud Aim and whatever it is, as we'll get to. But that's the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Each Jew has the power to overcome any tendency, negative tendency that they have. We just have to push it and do the best that we can. Okay, moving right along to a thought that we did more than a decade ago, so I thought we'd revisit. The Beis Halevi, right? The birth of Esav and Yaakov. Her days are to have the baby have come. Vayetzi harishon admoni kulo kaderes seyar. The first one comes out, all full of hair. Admoni, red. Vayikru shemo Esav. He was called Esav, like the Russian asu. Not say he's already made. He's already completed, right? He's already looks like an adult. Vayachrechen yatzah achiv. Vyado ochezes ba'akev Esav. Afterwards, his brother comes out, and his hand is holding on. Vayikra shmo Yaakov. V'yisla b'tishim shana b'lezosam. Yisla is 60 years old. So we're going to have two thoughts on this pasuk. So first you have, based on two midrashim. So based on Levi. Esav b'medrash. Lama Esav t'chila. Why did Esav come out first? K'dei sheyetze hu v'sarayaso imo. So he goes out and his helpers go out with him. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Kadein Parbita, Shu Mishatef Es HaMerchatz, V'yachargatz Merchatz, Merachetz Benosha Melech. It's like the person who cleans the showers before the person comes to take a shower. Right? The bathhouse. A Parbita, he washes the bathhouse so that the son of the prince could come. That was Esav before Yaakov. Right? So what does that mean? Where is that driving at? V'yesh lahavin, as the Beis Halevi often on La Torah, starts off with a medrash and then builds a yisod based on the medrash. V'yesh lahavin ha-kavana b'zeh ha-mamar v'kavanas ha-mashal. Asher amar ab-yavo umabir hosif b'ha-mashal. What was added by the mashal? What's the message of the mashal? And how do we apply it to our case? V'hanira. T'b'chal ha-dvarim she-ba-olam harishon u-ha-ikr v'yisod ha-ba-acharav. Generally, firsts are defining. Firsts are crucial. Firsts set the stage for everything after the firsts. The harishon hu gamkin gadol b'mal ben hasheni. And usually firsts are more chashuv. The firstborn gets a double portion. The firsts, who walks in first? You hold the door for the person to go in first. V'zeo malas ha-bechor b'chol makom. And that's the maila of a bechor, the firstborn. Balukim psachim on daf hei. The Gemara tells us that there's a difference between if the Torah says Rishon, and the Torah says Harishon. Derishon below hey, pirusho Rishon mamish. If it says Rishon, that means not only first, but that means insignificance as well. Rishon hu lachem lachatshe hashana. Nisan is not just chronologically first, it's the root. It's the basis. That's Rishon. Rishon doesn't mean only a number or a placement, but it means chashivas. U'ma sheba acharav u'sheni lo. And whatever comes after the Rishon is line 14, is secondary, not only second, but secondary to the Rishon. Kemo Yom Rishon Shal Yantev Shehu Ayikar Vabal Macharav Ebshneim Lo. Avalecha Dechsev HaRishon Behei, but HaRishon just means the one that came first. But that doesn't mean it's more chashuv inherently. Pirusho Hamuktam, the earlier one. Sometimes HaRishon might be the earlier one, right? We know that from Psachim, right? What does it say? Ach b'yom harishon tashpisus armi batechem. Right? What does that mean? Harishon there means Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is more chashuv than Pesach. No, Erev Pesach is just the hachana. Harishon, that's the day. B'yom harishon, that's when you do a tashpisu, destroy the chametz. So what is that? That's Erev Yantif. Lo al Yantif Rishon Shol Yantif. De harishon mei karamashva. Ukmo harishon adam tivaleid. The Yom Shal Erev Yantif, Harein Shaykh Lomar Du Yom Rishon Vesheni Lo. Erev Yantif can't be the first, the most significant, and then the Yantif is after that? No, of course not. HaRishon there means Erev Yantif, means the one that was prior. HaRishon means prior. Rishon means first and foremost. First and foremost. V'yachar, Ulo Mashal. Let me give you a Mashal, says the Beis Halevi. Shemelech olech berchov tamelech olech rishon, v'yacharav hasheni lemelech v'amelech nekra rishon. Right, when the melech goes down the street, the melech is the rishon. Melech is the rishon. Does that mean he's harishon? Does he always go first? Before the king comes down the street, there's security, there's guards, there's the street washers. There's a lot of hachanis. So you're going to call them first? Right? The security guards? Right? That they're the policemen? Hagam v'yadua to kodam alichaso shom melech. Before a king comes, holchin avadav, the secret service go, lufanov, lufano tarachov, the chamisha misrasim lufanov. And maybe there's a marching band that goes before him. And there's a whole parade. There's a lot that goes first. Mikom makom lo shayach lomar dehem holchim rishonim. But it's not shayach to say that they are the Rishonim. They are earlier and prior, but they're not Rishon in terms of first and foremost. They're not foremost. V'yachareim olech ha-melech sheni lahem. And the melech is sheni? No. Tehem lo nikru Rishonim ela mukdamim. They are mukdam, to use a more modern word. They're mukdam, they're not Rishon. In that mashal. Tehem nikru harishon abehe. That would be like harishon, like the Gemara in Pesachim says. V'acharkach holich hamelech rishon. And the king goes. So you could have the harishonim go first, but then rishon comes. V'nimsa lefizeh to lo shayach lomar d'acharem holich hamelech. Rak acharei pu'ulasam balichasam. Physically and chronologically, they went earlier. But they're not first in that way. So now, let's get back. And that's what the Medrash says, right? It's like the guy who comes to wash the bathhouse before the king comes in to take a shower. So the first guy is not, he's just preparation. He's just achana. So v'zeo shetiknek akasuv, on line 35, v'yomar gabe Esav. What does it say by Esav? V'yetze harishon admoni. Harishon. Prior. He paved the way. Deloksiv barishon rak vayetsa harishon. Dina nikra rishon de Yaakov shenilo. Rak de nikra harishon de pirusho hamuktam. Vechena, what does it say afterwards? It does not say vi acharav yatsa achiv. Acharav, after him. De azay pirusho achar esav. It doesn't say. What does it say? Vi acharechen. Vi acharechen, not acharav. Acharechen. The next chronological event was his brother coming out. The pirusho acharei ha-pu'ula, after the event of his brother being born, ta'ayinu acharei yitziyaso shel Esav, u'pulaso b'yitziyaso, yatza Yaakov. And that's the Medrash. That's the Medrash, v'zeh shal ha-medrash ma'u ha-pu'ula, shepal Esav b'yitziyaso. What did Esav do? The heshiv, and the Medrash answers, lufanos haderech, is to clear the way. She'ein naki b'yitziyaso, v'yetza Esav esriyaso imo. And different pshatim, what sriyaso means, maybe it means dirt, the dirty water that goes out, some of the placental fluid that goes out. But either way, that is the first line, and then Rabbi Yavo, kadein parbita, shu nichnas b'tchilo l'merchatz, l'shotfo, and then the melech comes in. Good. Now, fourth line on top, on the left side. So the whole birth of Esav was hachana for Yaakov Avinu to come out. Ubaschalas leidasam niskayim b'em nevuaso shalshem ve'ever. Sharmal rifka v'rab yavod sa'ir. The nevua, the prophecy is already being fulfilled. Ubaschalas yitziyasam asa Esav avodel Yaakov. Right? Rav yavod sa'ir, even as he's born. He cleaned up the way, he cleaned the street. He cleaned the whole area to be able to make it nice for Yaakov. So technically, yeah, Esav came out first. But if you look at it in terms of significance, Yaakov was the Bechar, which he obviously became afterwards. But then he says, and this is the beautiful piece, and this bothered some of the Rishonim. There's a pasuk in Chagai. Pasuk in Chagai. We can explain the pasuk in Chagai. Chagai, I think, is only two prakim. So Chagai says, Gadol, line 17, Gadol yiyakavod bayis hazeh ha'achron min harishon. This bayis, he's talking about bayis sheni. Right, bayis sheni, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, right, the last Nevi'im, at the beginning of bayis sheni, they said, this bayis is going to be Gadol than the first. And the Gemara in Bava Basra, beginning of Bava Basra, has two deos. Does that mean Gadol meaning bigger, higher, or does it mean longer? Right, it lasted for an extra 10 years, according to Chazal, 410 and 420. So either way, but the problem is, this bias sheni is called the bias ha'acharon. And ha'acharon, that doesn't sound good, right? We don't believe that the bias sheni was the achron, right? The last one, right? So how do you understand that? V'kfar chakru, line 20. Amai kare le'achron, halo hu rak emtsa'i. It's the middle one. V'yacharov, ari gamken yebe bias shlishi. There's a third. So the Tosis Yantif quotes, well, Achron sometimes could just mean the next one. Right? Like the pasuk in the beginning of Vayishlach. Vayasem esh ha-shvachos ves yaldehen rishona vesleya viladeha acharonim v'yosef rachel acharonim. So, you see already, there's a precedent in the Torah that Achron doesn't mean last. Achron just means the next ones, the following ones. But says the Beis Halevi, according to what I'm saying, there's not a problem. Because what does the Chagai say? Harishon and ha-achron. Doesn't say Rishon and Achron. It's not talking about inherent significance. It's talking there. He's just talking about chronology like Esav was Harishon. Aval Nira Lomar Yoser. Devadai Iker Beis HaMikdash Anita Li Yisrael Lu Bais HaShlishi. She Yibane Bekarav Mehav Yameinu Amen. Bais HaShlishi. Shu Yiyah Kayim LaOlam. Eternity. The Iker Avtacha Shav HaShachandi B'socha Mu'alav. The ultimate Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaShlishi, which will be forever. We don't even know what the words forever mean. We don't know what that means. But we know it's something that's beyond, and we know that's something that we dream of. And Machlokas Rishonim, but according to some, based on the Pasuk in Az Yashir, it's being built upstairs, and it's going to be zapped down. Rak Yerim Ben HaShemayim Banuy U'Mishuchlal. V'Abayis HaRishon V'Chein HaSheni V'Chom HaShar Yil Yisrael Hayu. Everything up until that point is hachana. We've been in the geula process for 2,000 years. We feel, and we just have to open up our eyes to feel this, and any Jew who doesn't recognize it is not opening up their eyes, that we are in a very fast part of the process right now. Things are happening very, very quickly. And it's as if Hashem is like pushing and pushing in order to be able to bring it quickly, to be able to bring it. Right, more has happened over the past 75 years, you know, for the Jewish people than that has happened in 2000. And especially even in the last, you know, much less than that, maybe even in the past year and a half, year. V'gam ha-gulas yisrael mi-mitzrayim, kosva mefarshim shayi rak hachana l'gula sida. Even the galus and the gulas of Mitzrayim. So the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, that's the goal. What does it say? Harishon and ha-achron. That just means chronologically, this is the latter one, right? Batsam HaShlishi Hu Rishon, Vehem Nikroim Mukdamim. They are the earlier ones. V'yalkein, Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, Kara Kosef HaRishon, with the Hey, and Gadol Yiyah Kavod Bais HaAchron, Achron Min HaRishon, but Bais Shalasin Hu Rishon, V'nimsohem Soi Hu Achron Mamish. Right? Hashem says, Ani Rishon V'ani Achron. Right, that's what another a place where we see the words. Okay. Moving right along to another idea based on the same pasuk. So I saw, first I saw number four, and then I saw number three. But we're going to do number three first. It's about a medrash. Medrash that we never spoke about. The medrash also on this week's parsha. Achrechein, source number three. The Ksav Sofer, Achrechein, Yasachiv, V'yado Chesed. So his brother goes out, Yaakov goes out, and he's holding on to Esav's ankle. B'medrash Rabba. Hegemon Sha'al Lachad. There was a Roman officer that once asked one of the rabbis, right, in another Girsay, it's Rabbi Gamliel, and he asked him the following question. Mi tofes ha-malchus acharenu? Who's going to have the malchus after us? I guess even the Romans realized that nothing's forever, even though they were for hundreds of years. But, you know, one of the, they asked, right, in the, probably post-Khorban, who's going to be next? Right, who's going to be next? Hevi Nayar Chalak. So this Chacham, whoever it was, brought a blank piece of paper. V'natal kolmis, and he took a quill. V'kasav alav, and he wrote on it, V'acharechein yatsa achiv v'yado ochezes ba'akev Esav. He wrote that pasuk. Right, Rome is Esav. Yaakov is holding on to him. That's the Medrash. V'tama b'yifas toar. Right, one of the classic commentaries on the Medrash. Lama lakach niyar chalak dafka. What is the Medrash saying? That he took an empty piece of paper and he wrote this pasuk. Just say the pasuk or write the pasuk. You have to emphasize. He took a daf chalak. What is that detail of the Medrash telling me? Ma romaz lo bazeh. V'gam lama kasav lo. Havi l'mimar b'pemik rozeh. Just say it. Just say, us. Right? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov's after Esav. V'nira li lahavin. Let me explain. Hine. Kishahaya melech b'medina. Uba echa v'not al malucha b'yada. U'malech tachtav. Let's say there's a king that gets overthrown. And there's another king that takes over. Gama rishon yisha'er l'zikaron olam. Shehu melech. Malach. Kach v'kach shanim. Whenever there's a king that takes over, okay, now there's a history. Whenever there's a new president, you can say this president, this king, this ruler for this amount of years, and then this, and then this. And you have the history of all of the kings and the rulers. That's what normally works. They both had their time to be a melech, and that's it. And they'll go down and children will learn about them in the history books, about the leaders. But that's not what it's going to be. Be most Melech HaMashiach. Kishe Yimloch Melech BeYisrael, Az Yishkechu Harishonos Lagamre. All the previous stages will be forgotten. V'tachel HaMalchus VaMemshala B'Yad Mashiach Melech Yisrael. It's going to be a new leadership, like a new world, right? When a country declares independence, who's going to be the first leader? The first one, right? That's number one. But when Melech HaMashiach comes, that's going to be number one. There's not going to be any prior history. The Yesh Lahamis B'Megray Kodesh B'Tehillim Ne'im Zmiros, right? Put it in the Pesukim B'Tehillim that we say in Shir HaMalos. B'Shuv Hashem Hashiach V'Tzion Hayinu K'Cholmin. Right? Within a dream, it feels like very real to us when the dream is happening. But, you know, when we wake up from the dream, we realize it was all our imagination. And it wasn't real. Hainu, kama cholem chalom, shera dvarim b'chalomo, ve'eno roe, zulas mare udmus hadavar. Right, we see it. Avo kesheroa achar kach hadavar b'hakitz. But when we wake up, maybe we realize, ki lo ra b'chalomo hetev, kidmus avitzalmo. It was a fake. It was all our imagination. When we come back to Tzion, I mean, that pasuk was said going back to Tzion after 70 years, but the same thing could be applied for after 2000. All of the ups and the downs, Rachman al-Islan of the Jewish people, will be like a dream, like it didn't happen. It's not real. Our mouths will be full of song. Right? she luchikinu shulchanenu gadol mishulchanam v'kitrenu gadol harbe mikitram. Our crown is greater. Our table is greater. Oz yomer v'agoy migdal Hashem asos emela. Right, Hashem will be magdil us. Now we get back to the Medrash. What's the Medrash trying to tell us? The Roman says, "Nu, who's going to rule after us?" What does this Tana do? Takes out a Niyar Chalak, an empty page. An empty page. To symbolize the emptiness of the past that's going to be. Allah, it'll be like a dream. Allah, the other, Ochedes Makev Esav. Haven Bazeva Ramazlo. He entered to him, La'acha Shenitfos Amalchus, Yekamoshalohaya Malchus Arata. Kamoshakasal on Niyar Chalak. Right, you have an empty sheet. There's nothing that was here before. You don't see any erase marks. No eraser marks. Shlo kasav alav klum. Mashenki mishakosiv alan yar shekvar kasav alav. If you use a paper, a star that was already written on. Veinu alav mosiv tvarim. V'zer remez b'niyar chalak. And that's the remez of yado chalak and yado cheses ba'kev esav. So that's number one medrash. Okay, that's the medrash, the first shot of the ksav sofer. The Tosefes bracha. The Torah Tamima, in his other Sefer, he also talks about this Medrash. He says, he quotes, B'medrash Rabbah Kan Ba Sipur Nifla, and he wonders what it means, V'dvar of Stumim, and he quotes, so he says, on line 10, V'emsa L'nachon Lios Kemekitz Nirdamim. I'm going to wake up those that are sleeping. L'saper mashabal liyadi. I want to say what happened. I want to tell you one time what happened to me. L'tanyein b'devar yamedrash ha'ela zahar be'asros b'shanim u'lahalos al sefer l'zecher olam. I've been wondering about this medrash for decades, and let me tell you a story that happened to me. B'yamei charfi mistaka la yisi l'famim. When I was young, I sometimes looked in the svarim mitsuyanim asher b'beis aked ha'svarim shel ha'gvir ha'yashar v'atamim. He quotes, I don't know, a rich guy who had a lot of svarim, and he used to go to his house. I don't know how many svarim he had. His father was the Aruch HaShulchan. So he must have had some svarim, but see, the Aruch HaShulchan was in shul. That's why they say the Aruch HaShulchan did a lot by heart. But the Torah Tamima was his son. So he used to go to this other person's house, Reber Bumpy Baminsk, not sure who that is. Ubenea mitzatzti b'sefer svardi yoshan noshan. I found an old svardi sefer. Shmolo, this karato, I don't remember the name. Ukemar kulo miyusar al-chachmas ha-kabbalah. It was all Kabbalah, and I was flipping through, and I saw he quoted this medrash. He quoted this medrash about the paper, and I wrote the he wrote the Yado Ochezes Bakev Esav, and he wrote this line: Tchilasam hi tchilas malchus beis David v'hamaskil yimtza. That's all it said. One line in this mysterious sefer, right? Their beginning is malchus beis David. V'hamaskil yimsa. V'meshach hazmanim yatsa davar milipi. I saw this a long time ago, and it just left my heart, and I forgot about it. U'brabos hayamim l'ragle ezasichas chacham elinyan karvel azeniskarati. I remembered, and I started to think about it and work hard, and u'kimidum elisha matzasi pitronam. I think I figured out what this anonymous Sephardic sefer meant. V'hakavana bazeh ki osios harishonos. Min amilim, v'yachrechein yatzah achiv yado chesed ba'akev. Those first letters, if you add them all up, it's 46, which is the same gematria as the beginning letters of Malchus Beis David. I don't know how we figure that one out, but that's what it means. Tchilasam, he tchilas Malchus Beis David. Tchilasam, the beginning of these letters, is the same beginning as Mem Beis Dalid. That is 46. And maybe that's the remez to the return of Malchus LeYisrael. So two thoughts. One gematria and one thought from the Ksav Sofer on this Medrash. Okay, so then we have Esav HaRasha coming back, and he's hungry, and he doesn't want anything to do with the Bechorah. V'yatzi Yaakov Nazid, lentil soup. He's tired by Yomer Esav, Yaakov Haliteninam in Adam Azam Azek, Yaif Enochi, Alkein Karishmo Edom. So please give me some of the red stuff. Vayomer Yaakov Michra Chayamas Bechoras Chali. Please sell me your Bechora. Vayomer Esav Inenochi Alach Lamus Lamazeli Bechora. I'm going to die anyway. So what do I need the Bechora for? What does "I'm going to die anyway" mean? Maybe it means I'm going to die during the Avoda. Maybe it means I'm not going to live that long because, you know, I'm a hunter. But he hated the Bechorah. The Gemara in Baba Basra, in the end of the first Perek, says, you have it there in the beginning of source number 5, Chamesh Averos Avar Osar Rasha B'yom Hahu. There were 5 Averos that Esav did that day. Just says that he was in the field. The Gemara learns it out from Limudim. Baal Nara Marasa, he violated Gili Arayas. Haragas HaNefesh, murder. Kafar B'tchias HaMesim. Kafar B'ikr. V'shat Esabachorah. A lot of terrible things he did. So here the Shemin HaTov quotes from Ravaran Cutler, who I think his yard site is around now. Dim Avar Averos Kol Kach Hamuros Kahani Loma Lokas V'Torah Ela Had Bizas HaBechorah. What does the Torah say? The Torah here just says he hated the Bechorah. He despised it. Does not say anything about the other Averos that he did. You know, wouldn't that be more of a capturing his personality? It just says, why is that the only thing that's mentioned? So he quotes the last line, Ubier, to Baal Alamed, to Hakol Noveya, Meoso Haschala Shabuzi Abachora. So much, if there is a downfall in the spiritual personality of a person, it starts with an attitudinal problem, right? It doesn't start with the Avera itself. It's an attitude of there's no chashivas to acting properly. There's no chashivas to connecting with God. Once I have that attitude, then memela, I don't have to act like an Eved Hashem. But the root of where Esau fell was an attitude of bizayon to the Bechorah. The mi she'ein be'einav shum chashivus in yoni ruchnius umuchan levazos is abechora. Somebody who does not cherish anything spiritual and he's ready to despise the opportunity to serve us etzlo nasu koloso averis kal be'einav. Then the next step is just to do averis. Theim kulam totzos me'oso abizui. It's the attitude. The attitude of it's not chashiv. And he quotes, and Yaakov Avinu had the exact opposite attitude by the Pachim Ketanim. When he went back, every little thing Hashem gives me can be used for Kedusha. I'll go back for even those little bottles. Pachim Ketanim. Called Davar Katan Sheishbo Inyan Shal Kedusha Ye Katan Ma'od Ein Yaakov Mavater Olav. He's not Mavater. I'm Mavater on any little thing. Right? Because every little thing could be big. Right? We've quoted in the past from the Das Torah, the thought, we mentioned it often, but I think it fits in here again, that the in Parsha Shmos, we know that Shifra and Pua were the midwives that saved the Jewish boys, but really they were Miriam and Yocheved. And the question that the Das Torah asks is, you know, why didn't it just say Miriam and Yocheved? Why these names of Shifra and Pua? Shifra and Pua, and what are those names? Shifra, Mishaperes es Havlad, Poet, they poo, they coddle, they play with the babies, why is that so significant? It's so significant of we take away their real names of Yocheved, Hashem, Hashemin, and Miriam, Laharim. So why do we name them that? So he writes in a line, great people could take little things and make them great. Little people could take great things and make them little. I could have an unbelievable opportunity, a shir, an experience, a tiyul, a kumzitz, a concert, anything unbelievable, a tefillah. It could be amazing. But if I'm a small person, I could just be mamit it, and mitzamsim it, and you could take something great and make it very little. The rabbi could give a super duper power knockout drusha, and then right when he's coming down, you know, somebody can make some kind of snide remark and ruin the mood for everybody. But the opposite, great people take little things and make them great. It could be little things. What are they doing? They're just coddling the baby and trying to get the babies not to cry. No, you know what Miriam and Yocheved said? We are saving the Jewish people. That's how they looked at it. Nothing small. There's nothing little in Avodas Hashem. There's nothing small. That's the attitude. Every little thing that I could do could be made into something great, right? And that's And that's Yaakov versus Esav. Esav was small, right? He took all of Ruchnius and made it small, and Yaakov Avinu is, on the other side, Yaakov Avinu is great. Okay. So now we get to the story that bothers the Rishonim, the Achronim, many different ways that we could attack this. But we're going to do one or two thoughts that we have here. And the way that the Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva, that Rav Schwab asks it, Yitzchak says, you know, please go, I want to give you a bracha. So what happens? Can you please go trap for me? I would really love a piece of steak right now, says Yitzchak. I'll give you a bracha. I'll give you a bracha. Right, so oh, I was just reading the psukim from Rivka, the earlier ones. So ask Rav Schwab. I love food. You know, can you bring me the steak that I love? What does that mean? You know, I'm going to make the delicious things that your father, Yitzchak, out of all the avos. V'halo av bizmanenu yevuza talmid chacham hamishabeach tovas hamaachalim. If there's a big talmid chacham that's known for how much he loves certain foods, that's not such the greatest. That's not so becovedic for that talmid chacham. V'chein, and also later on, yesh la'yem asha amru chazal. Right, the pasuk says. By Yitzchak later, Mi'efahu atzot sayed v'yaveli va'ochal mikol. Who is that brought me before va'ochal mikol? What does that mean? Mikol ma'ashenivar b'sheshes me'breishes. I tasted everything in there, every type of food, like the man. What is that flattering for Yitzchak Avinu that he ate it all? Mikol tov shu mesukan la'asid lavo. Right. So, what exactly is going on here with the with Yitzchak's, you know, seemingly rutzon to be able to have the food. V'luli demistafina, says Rav Schwab, that it's always, if I wasn't nervous, but I'm about to say something creative. Ha'isi omer, she'ikir agashas tam, she'ish la ha'tzadik mima'achal, hu tam ha'kedusha she'ish ba'ma'achal. The ikir, why does a tzadik eat? A tzadik eats on a Kabbalistic level because there's kedusha in that food. This kedusha, that food, and the tzaddik is able to uplift the nitzotos hakedusha, the sparks of holiness in that food, and the bracha that we make connects to those sparks. V'lachein v'yehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayid befiv shebemaachale Esav hirgish Yitzchak avinu tam shel kedusha. In the food that Esav brought him, he felt kedusha. Why? Why did he feel kedusha? Because, as we know, Esav excelled in one mitzvah. And therefore, when Esav brought Yitzchak the food, it was imbued with kedusha from that mitzvah that Esav was doing. He put on the special clothes, and Rabbi Yishim ben Gamliel kol yomai ha'isim mishamish es abba voshimashti yoso echad imeir shishimish Esav es aviv. One of the Tanaim said, I'm not even close to what Esav did. I'm not even close. Right? Esav put on his Shabbos clothes. Line 6. V'avshe haya Yitzchak aviv sagi nor, even though Yitzchak was blind, v'lo yada be'esav beged u'mishamish, he didn't know what Esav was wearing, v'komakom hikpid l'shamsho dafka b'vigdei malchus. V'yidei zeh, but he was makpid to wear Shabbos clothes and to always act properly. V'yal yidei zeh godel kia mitzvahs kibad avshal Esav, nichnasa kedushas ha-mitzvah l'tocha ma'achal. That's why Yitzchak didn't love the meat. But he knew that Esav, when he brought him the meat, it tasted kedusha, because it was filled with that mitzvah. Lachin chashav Yitzchak al af yediyaso sheYaakov isham yoshev olim. He knew Yaakov was, and he knew Esav was an ish sadeh. Mikamakam royu Esav lebracha mipas godel haKedusha sheYirgish b'ma'achalav. The food that he brings me has such kedusha. Avo Rivka ratzda lochiach. What did Rivka do? Honey, I'm going to prove to you that it's not. He's a one mitzvah guy. Right? Forget everything else. I'll prove to you, because I'm going to bring your other son, and I'm going to get him to do kibud eim. And that's also going to be imbued with kedusha. So it's not Esav. Shezavu Ramai. Veneroy La Bracha. He wanted to prove that he was a Ramai. He was a faker. Vitama Kadusha Shabitsido Enamachmas Ba'is Maisav Hatovim Umadregosav Aniflos. It didn't taste good because Esav inherently is a great tzaddik. But it's just going to keep it off. It's just because of Kibbutz. She mitzvah yechidah shemakayim. It's the only mitzvah that's b'shleimus, right? I'll bring you the same food. Amrei el Yaakov shma b'koli l'asher ani mitzav osach. Oscha. Listen to what I'm going to command you. Ubazet akayim mitzvahs kibbut aim v'tachlas gamata kedushas hamitzvah lahamachal. And that's what she says. I'm going to make you a matamim kasher hev like your father loves, because it's going to have that same kedusha. Not that he loves the meat. He loves the kedusha in the meat. V'chenk shama Yaakov, and also when Yaakov says, "What do you mean he's going to touch me?" Ulayim usheni aviva yisi beinav kim sateya. He's going to touch me. I'm going to be found out. Ve'vesi alai klalav lo bracha. What does Rivka say? Alai kilalascha bini. Right on me. It's on me. Your curse. Ach shma believe aleich kachli shem tishma b'koli. But listen, because if you listen to my voice, lo yargish b'cha. Don't worry about it. A lie is on me because you are listening to me, says Rivka, and in that way, it will be filled with kibbut av. Vizeh mash amar Yaakov, and he says maybe that's a deeper idea. And maybe Rivka told him to say it. Anochi Esav b'charecha. What does he mean by that? V'kavanasa lomar la'aviv, sheishli osa mida shal Esav. I'm just like Esav, your firstborn. I'm just like him. But I could do that too. Shal yedei kiyam kibbut av, yesh la'machot tam shal osa kedusha ato ohev. And then what happened later? Esav says, Yitzchak charada gedola, miyatzad. Who is it? But I tasted everything. All that kedusha. Yaakov. Then Yitzchak realizes that Esav was just because of kibbut av, and Yaakov was because of a much deeper. And therefore, that's what brings him to recognize the truth. Recognize the truth. So that is Rav Schwab and Mayim Beis HaShoeva. One idea. There are other ideas. There is a diuk of the Maharal. A diuk of the Maharal before we get to the last thought. Right? The Pasuk says, Chav Zayin Chavav, Hakol Kol Yaakov, V'hayadayim Yidei Esav. So one question might be that we might ask, as a number of Mefarshim asked that we've dealt with over the years, it was a suffix here. Right? The kol is Yaakov and the hands are Esav. So what did he do? He gave him the bracha. I don't know. If it's a suffik. Suffik brachos. Suffik brachos lahakel. Right? Suffik brachos lachumra. So I don't know. Don't give the bracha. Right? But he gives the bracha. Right? But he gives the bracha. So why did he do that if it was one against one? But there's another question that the Maharal asks. Because if you look in the Rashi, right, what does it say on Hakol Kol Yaakov? Which, by the way, we've spoken Hakol. One of them is Mali, one of them is Chaser. But Hakol Kol Yaakov, Pasuk Chav Beis. What does Rashi say? Shemidaber b'loshen tachnunim. He speaks softly. He speaks in supplication. Kum na, kun, please. Aval Esav b'loshen kintoria daber yakum avi. So the Maharal wonders here in the Gur Aryeh here. When it says that, you know, kol kol Yaakov, it's medaber b'lashon tachnunim. But earlier, Rashi quoted, why did he have questions? Right? Why do you have questions about Esav and Yaakov? Because, right, the previous pasuk, Chaf Aleph, Amar Yitzchak, Belibo, Ein Derech Esav, Lios Shem Shamayim, Shogur Befiv. Vizeh Amar, Kihikra Shem Elokecha. So there's two things going on here. Rashi made both points. Number one, he says, this Esav doesn't usually use Shem Hashem. Number two, he doesn't talk Lashon Tachnunim. Says the Maharal. Mashlo Hizkir Yitzchak Chazak Hashem Hashem Shemayim Shogar B'fiv. Why did Rashi or Yitzchak, you know, say the previous point? Ki Achar Shehayu Shtei Ochachal Shehu Esav. Tahainu. The problem was, there were two factors riding to the Esav side. Which was Yadayim Yidei Esav, Vein Adam Mishana Laviv B'Milsa Avidi Legluye. Right, the hands are Esav's hands, and a person is not right. There's a principle in the Gemara. Something that's going to be found out. People don't lie about. Milsa da'avidi ligluye is going to be revealed. If this is really Yaakov, he's going to get in big trouble with Esav. So that kind of points me to say that it has to be Esav. V'yeshkan shteo chachosh. So what are the 2 points that it's Esav? It feels like Esav, and it's a milsa da'avidi ligluye. And anything, right, that's one of the reasons we trust a woman who says her husband died, because the husband could walk in at any moment. Right? Milsa da'avidi ligluye. So those are 2 factors on the, it's Yaakov, right? It's Esav. It's Esav because of the hairy arms, and Milsa da'avidi ligluye. V'yeshkan shtei ochachos u Yaakov. That's why we need 2 ochachos that are Yaakov. What are the 2 ochachos? Hakol kol Yaakov, medaber b'lashon tachnunim, and shem shamayim, shagar b'fiv. So it's not, says the Gur Aryeh, 1 against 1, it's 2 against 2. It's 2 factors against 2 factors. Ki ha hochacha, v'ha Yitzchak don hochacha, zu k'neged zu. Yitzchak said, okay, how do I deal with this? Ki ha hochacha she'ein shem shamayim shagar b'fiv, the hochacha of, Esav usually doesn't talk like that, and therefore that kind of shows as Yaakov, shakol legamrei, k'milsa davidu l'gluya m'shakar inshi. The Gur Aryeh, I'm not exactly sure why, he says, those 2 factors cancel each other out. Right? Because Shagin La'aviv, a person won't lie, right, to his father, or if he knows his brother is coming back in, so that means it's Esav, and that's parallel to the Shem Shamayim Shagur. The B'shnei Ameino Ragil. I guess both are not common, right? He wouldn't do it if he knows he's going to be found out, and he doesn't use Shem Hashem. Aval Lefa'amim Nimsa, Lefichachem Shneim Shavim. So what's left? Hakol kol Yaakov tachnunim and yadayim ide Esav. So why did he act? Leficha chayomer hakol kol Yaakov shemedaber tachnunim umikamachem yadayim ide Esav v'hayadayim eifshel l'shanos kmo hakol. You could pretend to have a different voice, to have different arms. That's harder. Sha'af agav sha'adam midaber tamid b'lashon kintor. Maybe he's faking it. It's easy to change your voice. Not so easy to change your, you know, arm feeling. He didn't think that there was going to be a code on him. And he felt that the factor of a hayadayim yidei Esav is a stronger factor than a kol kol Yaakov. It's less able to fake, and therefore that's why he went with that one. Okay. Finally, one more. Again, there are so many different pshatim that we could give on the Yitzchak and Yaakov and Esav. We spoke about Rav Hirsch a couple years ago. We spoke about another Beis Halevi a couple years ago. But let's focus on Yitzchak's reaction. Yitzchak screamed, Sa'aka Gedola, and he says to Esav, Ba'achicha bir mirma v'yikach berchasecha. Your brother came in subterfuge and he took your bracha. Says the Ber Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Misalant, Yesh Lahavin, Ma Kavana Baze, Sha'amar Lo Yitzchak, Le'esav. What does it mean? Sa'aka Gdola Omara, Ba'achicha B'mirma, Shebaze Hosef O Lahavir. It's like getting him more angry. Your brother came. Right? Let's just look at the conversation for a second to help appreciate it. Right? What happens? Esav hears, Esav screams out. He says, give me a bracha too. Yitzchak says, your brother was a faker. He took your bracha. Esav says, oh, he tricked me again. It's the second time. Yitzchak says, let him be blessed. Let him be blessed. And he gives him a little bracha. So what's the give and take? Says the Ber Yosef. Yitzchak thought he gave the wrong bracha. He thought he gave the bracha to the non-bachor. He gave the bachorah bracha to the non-bachor. V'shiniti seder hayachas. That was one element that he was nervous about. How did I mess up so badly? But number two, his question was, how did my Yaakov Ishtam lie like that? He was wondering about himself and he was wondering about Yaakov. Heino Yaakov beno. Shehigirboshu Ishtam. V'ish emes. V'shem shamayim shagrop. If he knew Yaakov's personality. Shu yase mirma kazula kachas beno abrachas. V'gam tamal atzmo. How is he machshalim? That's his lashon of tema. V'yikach birchasecha. So the two phrases, your brother, and he took your bracha from me. How did I mess up? How did your brother mess up? How did I? Those are the two tamios, says the Ber Yosef, that Yitzchak had. So what does Esav answer? Esav says, I sold him the Bechora. In that one sentence, both kashas are answered. Both kashas are answered. Ukishmo Esav, Shiyitzchak mispali bazeh, al Yaakov, Eichesh tamish baramos, umachziko li'ish tam biyashar, alzeh heishiv, he tricked me. Meaning, oh, he is the Bechor. So Yaakov didn't do anything wrong. And I gave the Bechorah to the right bruch, to the right boy, to the right son, because he is the Bechor. So Esav's declaration, right after Yitzchak's questions, gave him the answer. When Yitzchak heard that, he didn't have a problem anymore. Hey mitzad Yaakov, because he was the emes the Bechor. Hey mitzad Esav, you sell the Bechor, you don't deserve the brachas. And I realized that I blessed the right one. Right? Eino kedai lakabel habrachas. V'gam li'ira lo shum takala li'Yitzchak, because he gave the brachas to the one that was the Bechor. So again, a couple of different insights into understanding Yitzchak and Yaakov and Rivka. Again, each of them, you know, each requires more study, but Baruch Hashem, we did a little bit, as we try to do each and every year, to scratch the surface a little bit in the Parsha of the week. Okay, we will stop here.